We will have to watch this sometime. Read the synopsis.
Ruined by his boozy, carousing parents, a neglected essay contest-winning young man gets involved with gangsters.
And we didn't even get to the gangsters part. We only got to the boozy, carousing parents and the neglected essay contest-winning young man.
Yeah.
So, it's a cliffhanger.
My favorite episode of all time is Space Mutiny. Which is, it involves a mutiny on a ship whose captain looks like Santa Claus, and it's wonderful.
I was a fan of the movie that was featured. The movie that was featured in Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
Is Mystery Science Theater on Netflix?
It is.
Yes, it is.
There are a number available.
A significant number of episodes.
But not all of
episodes,
them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Space Mutiny, you say?
Space Mutiny.
I must see if it is on Netflix on my...
I believe that it is. I could be mistaken, but it is utterly fantastic.
Space Mutiny.
They also did one of the versions of Jack Frost.
Nothing.
Not the one that with... not the famous Jack Frost, but they also did another... There's another claymation Jack Frost movie out there where the snowman was a killer. And that one was one of my favorites. I still haven't found a good copy of it yet, though.
By the way, I don't know... The way that I used to find Mystery Science Theater episodes was just by going to Google Video. And if you go to Google Video, you'd be amazed how many episodes are on.
Right, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Almost all of them.
I forget about Google Video. That's out there, man.
It's a goofy way of doing it, but...
So
it's effective. There's a lot of stuff on Google Video.
True.
I think I have a good starter for this round of Movie Bluff.
Okay, cool.
The bonus round,
I will say...
Now
I have a second one. Okay.
What direction are we going?
We're going to start clockwise again.
That's me. I'm next.
And I will say Steve Buscemi movie.
Hey.
Con Air cast.
Ooh.
Nicolas Cage movie.
All right.
Pick a movie, any movie.
Gone in 60 Seconds cast.
Ooh. Oh, what's his name? I just saw him when he guested on Friends, and I can never think of his name because it's funny and Italian and doesn't match his demeanor. So I will say Angelina Jolie movie.
Yeah. With the dreadlocks.
The white dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I just thought of my other answer. But not the one I was trying to think of before.
Deadliest Sin cast.
Challenge.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
You can double check that, but I'm pretty sure.
Deadliest
Sin with Angelina Jolie.
Why did I not think that was the name of it?
Because I've never heard of that one in my life. So.
What's it called? Oh, no, it's...
Original Sin?
No, it's Original Sin. Oh. Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With Antonio Banderas.
Victory.
Would you have known Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, probably not.
Lucked out. So that means it's technically Angelina Jolie movie to you.
Angelina. Let's go with Taking Lives. Cast.
God, I would have knocked
taking
you out.
Lives.
But you didn't.
I know.
Taking Lives.
It's a set.
Taking Lives.
One of the better sex scenes on video in that movie.
Inappropriate. This is a family podcast.
No, it's definitely rated as explicit. So this actually has a low level of swearing for an episode. So, fuck. There we go. Even though this is a bonus track anyway.
One of the better fuck scenes.
Thank you.
All of movies. I'm giving Sherry the link to this. Sherry's our mom.
Your mom is inappropriate.
Yeah, you don't want to say anything.
Would Angelina Jolie make a fornication scene with?
Are you just stalling at this point, sir?
Most definitely.
He is most definitely.
Antonio.
This is what he's good at.
Is that your answer?
Movie. Antonio Banderas movie.
You know, I haven't seen this, but I do like the Just Because I want to get off of this track as soon as I can and stay in the game. So, with Antonio Banderas to just perpetuate this along.
Yes. Yes.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
For Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
I will say Shrek 2 cast.
By the way, it was not Antonio Banderas.
Oh, I know.
definitely I know. Not.
Who was it?
Just Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah. No.
Ethan Hawke.
I don't know.
I knew that.
It was a violent one. It was a violent one.
Violent sex one.
We'll go Mike Myers movie.
Interesting note to interject. Wayne's World 3, script is done.
Is that true?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Ah.
But yes, Mike Myers, and you said movie?
Movie.
Cool. Very cool. Let's go with So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Hey, that looks like one of my favorites.
Movie.
Austin Powers Gold Member cast.
I know a good one.
Yeah, I can think of at least one, but I can't think of another movie that...
I know exactly where I would go.
I know exactly where I would go with this.
Beyonce movie.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Music videos do not count.
Oh, shit. What's that?
But... was she...
I know another movie that she's in.
Was she?
There was one that I wanted to see, but
there's a movie where she gets sensual in.
Huh.
There's also one where she gets kind of catty.
Protective.
I'd say it
My
was.
My favorite Beyonce thing is that like 1950s sexy housewife type video. I like Beyonce.
It's just a flat line.
No one's
gonna hear
it's all the single ladies. What you said. All the single ladies.
Baby, I can see your halo.
I'm trying to think. She made a cameo in a TV show from the 90s when she was still with Destiny's Child, but I can't think of it right now.
That would have been fantastic.
Yeah, there's a nice
history of name drops. That would have been fantastic.
If I could go that far, that would have been pretty awesome. But Charlie's Angels cast.
I'm going to call your bluff. Really? Oh, well, see, shows what really? I know.
Hey-o,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who was she?
She was...
Yeah. I hope it was in Charlie's Angels 2, just to fuck with you. Damn.
She was actually looking at Beyonce Knowles, and one of the movies she's known for on IMDb is Charlie's Angels.
That's weird. Oh, well, who cares?
He set you up with that one. He actually knew it from the beginning.
So you need a cast of, as soon as it's confirmed.
So you tried to call my bluff.
She confirmed it.
So that means...
So it goes back to me.
Yeah.
No,
it goes to me, right?
Or, yeah, but Charlie's Angels cast goes to
Yeah, no, yeah, it's just Charlie's Angels cast because I didn't call you on like something else that she was in or something.
Right.
Yes.
Wait, can I ask a question before we do this?
Yes.
What was the Beyonce movie with...
It had Ali Larder in it.
Yep, it did. And then it had that famous guy who is also in...
Obsessed.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, Dreamgirls was
that's
my
the one I would have gone
Dream
with.
Dreamgirls, yeah. That's right.
I wanted to see Obsessed just to see her fight.
I've seen it.
Is it good?
Yeah, and Ali Larder, is that her name?
Larder. Yeah,
she's
Larder.
Really
L-A-R-T-E-R,
Larder.
Larder.
Really good looking.
She's all right, not Drew. Ugly.
Here we go.
So,
Bill Murray movie.
Oh, well, all right. Groundhog Day movie.
This is when you need to close them out, Drew.
This is when I
No, close not up. On this topic, but oh. when it gets down to one-on-one.
Yeah. Okay. Time to spike.
Zombieland cast.
Oh, nice. Okay. Emma Stone movie.
Easy A.
Nice. That's what I would have said.
Movie.
Okay. What do I want to do? Oh, what's that one that I love? Crazy Stupid Love movie.
And you might have just gotten spiked on.
Easy A cast.
Oh, you just said Easy A.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just did.
Hang on.
Oh, you went movie?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
you
went movie.
Yep.
I thought you went Crazy Stupid Love cast.
I could have. Oh, I should have. Why didn't I?
The Amazing Spider-Man cast.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that the new one?
Yes.
Okay. Balls.
I own it.
No, she doesn't have those.
No.
No, that's true. That's true. Yes.
Tobey Maguire.
She has a lady garden.
Say Tobey Maguire.
That's false.
Say that.
He was not.
Do it anyway.
William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
Willem Dafriend. let's see.
It's delicious water.
Let's see. Oh, I really wish I had seen that now.
You never saw it.
There's a...
This water is delicious, but it is spilling.
Ah, damn.
There are a handful of good answers here.
There are a lot of people in that movie.
I'm sure there are. Oh! Old Standby. Let's see. God, but...
I can't tell when he's stalling and when he's thinking.
No, it's...
He's always stalling.
What's his name, though?
Isn't there a speed round rule?
There is. For the actual episode itself, but now it's on his honor, which he is defiling, I guess?
He does not look good for him.
Did you say he's defiling his honor?
He's definitely not defending it.
come on.
Did you see it?
Why can't I think of his name?
I've got it downloaded. I never got around to seeing
it. I know something else he's been in.
If you want to use it. Oh, yes.
Something else.
I have to bow out, but...
I'll list a couple for you.
Yeah, but I just want to know the one who like invented all these characters. He makes cameos in all these movies.
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does make a cameo in this one?
He does. Stan Lee. Stan Lee is in it.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's at the end.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Plays Spider-Man. Yeah. You also could have gone with Martin Sheen.
Yep.
Who plays the dad. You could have gone with Rhys Ilfans, who is the villain.
Wouldn't have known.
And then who's the police detective?
That I don't know because I haven't seen.
Oh, it's Emma Stone's dad
in the movie.
Is that Kevin Bacon? No,
it's not Kevin Bacon.
Isn't
producer Katie will check it for us.
I thought Kevin Bacon was somehow tied to that movie somehow.
Big name.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon's tied to every movie.
Yeah, he is.
Dennis Leary.
Yeah, it's that same kind of stretched out face.
Sally Field is definitely the.
Okay,
correct. Yeah.
So Drew got the
first. Oh my God, I wish he had said Sally Field. Let's get into a Mrs. Doubtfire.
I am ashamed.
Yeah, Drew gets the first point in this round.
Boom. And I think I was the... Was I? You were the first one out.
I said
so,
deadliest.
Yes.
Of originals.
So that means you start out with a movie, TV show, actor, actress, and it comes my way.
Kevin Bacon movie.
Aha. I will say Animal House movie.
Footloose movie.
Wild Things cast.
Ooh. Got it.
That's not fair. We're all guys, except for the one who's not a guy.
Oh.
If you haven't seen that one, that's your fault.
I have. I can't think of who's in there. I know their faces.
Ooh, got it. And not even from that reference. It's the one that you don't see.
Yeah.
Just the name kind of trips you up for a second and a half there.
Sydney from Scream. She's in it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's not going to get back
it's
to
me. Yeah, there's no way it's going to get back to me, but you confirmed my
suspicion. If it was available on Netflix a couple days early.
I know.
Except Sydney, you never see like topless or anything.
No, you don't.
It was stupid. You can't like match them.
Well, it's stupid because if you fast forwarded about 3 years, she'd be like, yeah, my star's faded. I'm definitely going to get topless. Just bad timing.
I unfortunately have to bow out after this stupid movie. I know everybody's face in that movie, and I can name other movies that they're in, but I don't know their actors' names.
All right, well, I'll hop in with this one and say Neve Campbell, and I will say movie.
That is her name.
Right. And
another good answer would have been Denise Richards.
Yes.
Full-born nude.
Yeah, yes, I know their names. I don't know their faces. And the
Christmas only comes once a year.
Yeah.
Was that Matt Dillon?
Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
Okay, well.
But Neve Campbell, movie to you, sir.
This one's been handed out, so I'm just going to take the handout. Scream, cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't give him any more points. Been a while since he's seen Scream. It was on Showtime earlier this week.
Yeah.
Were you watching Showtime earlier this week?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I know at least one. But I wish I could remember the name of, and I say this because I'm never going to guess it, but the name of the supermodel who at the beginning was running through.
Got it.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me for a second and a half there.
Yeah, but instead I'm going to, I'll go David Arquette movie.
Oh.
Just so we're all aware, though, you did not want to name... the supermodel who's in Scary Movie.
Yeah, you were thinking of Drew Barrymore.
Is in the beginning.
Yeah, okay. Was in the beginning of that. And I'm going to say Ready to Rumble cast.
Who was the where did you get Ready to Rumble?
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Oh, yep.
Was that the one where...
It's the wrestling one.
Right. Okay, that's
makes
what
sense.
I thought.
Makes sense.
That's what
this
I
game's getting above my head thought. Real quick.
This is a fantastic movie.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's just, again, it's one of those movies I know the faces, but...
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb, and just based on the time period and kind of going with my gut here, having not seen it, Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie...
And I also haven't seen it, so unfortunately there will be no challenge.
How come nobody
here.
Does this when I'm around?
I'm running with it. I'm running with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I'll go with the other guy's cast.
Oh, wasn't in it.
Damn.
I'm surprised Dave hasn't.
Guess.
Between the three of you, you're all just playing volleyball over here.
I figured he wasn't, but it's not worth my time.
No,
to,
he's not.
No. No.
That movie was before
Dwayne
The Rock
Johnson's on the other guys, and I will say... I mean, you just come up with that, and I've said that one as well.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson back then was still Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he was just Dwayne.
No, he was Dwayne. Just Dwayne.
Dwayne.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Hey.
Yeah.
Aim for the bushes.
Okay, you know what? Just to keep this thing going, I'll say Marky Mark, and I will say movie.
Ooh, okay.
I know how I'd respond to this.
Cool.
I know my spike for this.
Yeah.
If I... So I had the chance.
I'm going to bring it back to The Departed because I was not satisfied last time.
I knew. I could tell.
Cast.
You were not satisfied last time.
No.
That's
what she said. That reminds me of a really funny "that's what she said" joke at work earlier today.
Okay.
That doesn't happen very often, but...
Every now and then you'll hit a good one.
Yeah. We were talking about baked potato chips and... I mentioned that it had a funny aftertaste, and
my so does something else.
My coworker said, "You have a funny aftertaste," and I was like, but I couldn't say it because it was Maria. But
we're going Jack Nicholson, movie.
It was wonderful.
Something's gotta give, cast.
Something's gotta give. Give.
I know who's in this.
Yeah,
movie.
I can think of at least one, which is stupid that I can think of at least one.
I got two.
One.
I got two. At least.
Yeah.
There's a third out there. I just got to think of it.
Is he scraggly or clean cut in this one?
A mixture based on timeline of the movie.
We have a midlife crisis.
Okay.
A hospital visit.
Right.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right.
I know this movie.
Cripes.
And a very...
God, who was the daughter?
Yeah. But not even that, the doctor.
No, that one I know. I know that one. I know the other lead, but I can't think of the daughter. Right. That's the one I'm hung up on.
You know the doctor, don't you?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember back to who the doctor was.
Doctor Who?
No.
Let's see.
I'm tired of being out so lonely over here.
Stop getting eliminated.
Well, stop freaking...
Don't get eliminated.
Now, I'm going to win next round.
I'm going to bow out right now.
Thank you. I'm not lonely anymore.
So it's something that's got to give to you, Drew.
Diane Keaton.
And then...
Let's go movie.
Keanu Reeves was the doctor.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Now that you say that, of course he was.
I will say Father of the Bride 2 cast.
Steve Martin movie.
but
for Steve Martin, I would not be able to.
Yeah. I knew the son, I think. Used to. There actually is a good cast with that. So Steve Martin movie, I will... You know, I'll bring it back to what I said before. Three Amigos, cast.
Martin Short, movie.
I'm trying to think of something good because the first thing that came... Well, you know what? I'll just do this. Saturday Night Live cast.
Okay. Phil Hartman movie.
News Radio cast.
Okay. We'll go day... Well... So many different ways you can...
Yeah, no. It's I know everybody's career from that one.
Andy Dick movie.
Dude, Where's My Car cast.
Sean William Scott movie.
Whoa.
I will say...
Man, he's got a face, doesn't he?
You could bring this full tilt. One of his movies on Showtime, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was hoping Andy Dick would make it back around to your D3 football movie, but did not. Did not.
Oh, God, what's that called? Okay, I'll switch to something else.
Some big ones with him.
There's some big ones.
He's trying to go obscure.
I'm not even trying to go obscure. I just can't think of the... I can picture the poster.
You and I right now would have a fun time with this.
Yeah, well, sure.
We love shitty movies.
The best. They're the best.
Sean William Scott.
And I keep screwing up with Steve Zahn, since Steve Zahn has been mentioned now. He's stuck
in my
brain.
Steve Zahn movie.
Steve Zahn, that would be...
With Sean
You've
William
Got Mail.
Scott,
no, he's not in that, though.
Sean William Scott and You Got Mail.
God damn,
only improve
they're
it.
They're like, their facial structure is so... Okay, The Goon movie.
Well, let's go American Pie cast.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. Ooh,
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of them.
I know who I'm.
I feel like
say.
We're in my wheelhouse right now.
Yeah, you're playing on your field.
Shitty movies. He's gonna have to get us back to like obscure good
trilogy.
Movies.
I'm. God damn it. I know his name, but I don't, and that's what makes this difficult. You know, I'm not gonna think of it because I'm just having a brain fart. So I will just bow out now. But what was the name of the dad? It's pissing me off.
Oh, Eugene Levy.
Eugene yep. Levy.
Ah, yeah.
I couldn't get Eugene because who the fuck thinks of Eugene?
Could have also gone with Jason Biggs.
Oh,
or...
no, yeah. There's a slew of them, but I was so fixated on Eugene Levy.
Allison Hannigan from How I Met Your Mother.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Someone's got to shut down Drew here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah, who was first out?
I was.
And it goes to Drew first, but we usually start with the softball, so.
I'm not. I will.
And I'll make the same offer. I'm going to get up for another second and a half.
Can I get another water?
Another water?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You know your kids?
We're good. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to play it cool.
Lindsay Lohan.
Moneyball cast.
Good movie.
Oh, yeah. Really good movie.
Ah.
Chris Pratt movie. He played Scott Hatterberg.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. What else has he been in?
I know. I know. It actually isn't obscure as you think.
No, not at all.
I'm sure I would know his face if I saw him.
Yes, I bet you would.
But
you might kick yourself pretty hard.
I know I'm going to kick myself pretty hard, but... my legs don't bend that way. So
they will after you figure out who this is, possibly.
You did say movie, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Drew doesn't play softballs.
That's
apparently not. I'm going to...
This wasn't that bad.
No.
I'm going to bow out.
Wow. Oh,
and maybe play Angry Birds Star Wars on my phone.
Fair enough.
If I were Dan, it's to you. No. Hold on. We're still playing with him.
Yeah.
Name?
Chris Pratt.
And you can name the character who he is in the movie we
saw. He plays Scott Hatterberg.
Show me his face, Katie.
Remembering the structure of the movie, could you give context as to who
he's
that...
the first baseman.
He's the first baseman that hits the home run. They visit him in the home.
Oh, my God.
He's
oh,
like
my
one
God.
Of the main
oh,
characters.
My God.
Yeah. He's a semi-big name.
Definitely. Oh, God, I can see his face.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can see his face.
It helps if I close my eyes because I can see the movie. But you know, I couldn't name. I want to see a showdown just right away, so I'm going to bow out just to let it flow.
Park and Rec cast.
He's in Parks and Rec. Yeah. Let's go. Amy Poehler movie.
You know, if anyone had just said mustache, I would have known.
Baby's Mama cast.
Boy, that's a good one.
And I know the
What led in that?
Amy Poehler.
Okay, wanted to make sure. Because I knew what my answer was. I just wanted to make sure I was.
I mean, there are a handful of names that I feel like are fair guesses in it.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there are a couple. I'm going back and forth between two.
God, that sound.
I'm going to go with Anna Gasteyer movie.
Negative. I'm challenging that.
Okay.
Anna Gasteyer and Baby's Mama.
She's one of her SNL troupe members.
Tina Fey is the lead cast
member. Yeah, I was going back and forth between the two, but I feel like every Amy Poehler and Tina Fey movie on a gas.
Usually, she kind of sneaks in the background.
Yep.
I assume you're already looking it up.
Yep. I am going to the list.
Give it to me.
Don't give it.
Give it to
him.
Me. Nope. Fuck. Yes.
There we go.
It's Baby Mama, not Baby's.
Well, yeah, we got what he was going for there.
I went with the Hail Mary.
Yep.
I thought he would challenge me if I went for that, and I thought there was a decent chance she was in it. So,
all right, Adam, you were the first one out on this last
Put
one.
Put that
so
Angry
it
Bird Star
you.
Wars away.
Damn it.
Go, little Luke Skywalker Angry Bird. Okay, so...
That wasn't quite as much of a showdown as you.
Let's go with James Earl Jones movie.
Oh, shit. We're on their field now.
And it comes back to me?
Yes, it does go that way.
Yep.
No. Boy, I know what I want to use.
So many good choices.
But I have to make sure that I know somebody else from it first, and I don't think I know anybody else from it.
I don't think I know who that
is. You can always say movie.
I don't
know.
Yeah,
but then
is.
I have to know
who
oh,
this
I
is.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then I'll do it. The Sandlot movie.
Can I ask who he is in The Sandlot?
Yeah, he's the guy with the house who, when they hit the home run, they
he's the guy who owns the dog. Yeah. He's in
the
house.
Beast.
He's blind.
He's blind, yeah. He used to play baseball. Has lots of baseball things.
Yeah. Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
I'll give you this
challenge.
Okay. He's for sure in it.
Yeah,
it's definitely him.
I don't know anything else he's in.
No. It's up to him to say
Drew,
what he's
Drew,
challenging.
Oh.
He's challenging that you can't name something else that James Earl Jones has done.
Star Wars.
I can say confirmed. He was the voice of Darth Vader.
Yep.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
He's awesome.
Cool guys. Yeah, that's the things that mean.
So
could
you specify?
Voice. Very distinctive voice.
Since there are, you know.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. Cast?
Yes.
Cast. Harrison Ford movie.
Okay.
Back in my wheelhouse.
Nobody wants to fight on my ground.
You won.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade cast.
Sean Connery movie.
Luckily, you didn't say the T.
It's true. Or the S. I didn't hear an S either.
Yes. I will say, Entrapment.
You're playing both sides.
Cast.
My favorite.
Come on, Catherine Zeta-Jones movie.
Okay.
I got my.
Oh,
list.
What the hell is the name of it? no, I'll get it. Just give me a second.
She's in a lot of things.
Yeah, Mother Duck.
Well, let's go with... I really want to get this one, but I'm not going to get it. Someone can tell me in a minute when I don't get it. But I'm thinking of the one where George Clooney plays a divorce lawyer.
I love that movie.
It's a really good movie. It's a really, really good movie.
I don't know if I know that movie.
It's really good.
Maybe by title.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, can you tell us the... title of this movie?
maybe.
I even know his character's name. It's Massey.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
No. Yeah. No, no. I'll go Chicago cast.
That's what I would have gone.
Okay.
Renee...
Intolerable Cruelty.
Intolerable Cruelty. I will say
really good.
Renee Zellweger movie.
She's annoying, by the way.
Yeah. but she's a good answer.
She is certainly annoying.
The Notebook.
Right? Challenge.
I didn't lock it in.
What?
He didn't say movie or cast. You gotta
slow
a bit.
She's like, I love The Notebook. I'm all over this.
I got this. No.
I know what she is in. I know what she's not in. Yeah.
She's...
You know, having had all four of these tonight...
The original the best?
Cripes.
I would say the extra foreign isn't... Or the foreign extra isn't something to phone home about.
No. I like the ale. The ale was pretty good, though.
Yeah, the generous ale was good. And, I mean,
It wasn't bad.
The dark lager, the black lager wasn't bad either, but I would say original, generous, black, foreign.
Agreed.
That was unfortunate.
Agreed.
You still going over there?
Yeah, he's trying to think of what is coming to mind, but he can't think of the name.
I have a good one.
Me too.
I have multiple good ones.
She was in A Shark's Tale, actually. A cast.
I think she was, actually. So I'm going to go with... I mean, okay, let's do this. Will Smith movie.
Was she in A Shark's Tale?
I thought she was. Yeah.
I believe it.
I never actually saw it.
I'll double check again.
Okay, so we will actually hop on and off of this as quickly as we can by saying Independence Day cast.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
All right,
But that won't be produced in 3D anymore.
Oh my god! I need it. I need it. My life is not complete without it.
Because you need like the crazy alien tentacles. Oh,
Just
the guy pressed against the window.
All up in your face.
Welcome to Earth.
Oh hell no!
How much is that on iTunes? I actually
I bet very cheap.
Bill Pullman cast.
Jeff Goldblum.
Just say it.
Oh, you got it.
Movie.
Let's go.
The Fly movie.
Jurassic Park. Movie.
Oh, no. Jeff Goldblum has come full circle.
Goldblum.
Who is he?
Who's what?
Jeff Goldblum. And any of I know The Fly's not going
to
help.
Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World?
No, trilogy.
Nah, trilogy rule.
Who is he in Jurassic Park?
That's he is I mean. The chaos theorist.
Okay, yep, got it.
With the glass of water.
Yep.
And on iTunes, you can find Independence Day. Wow, $17?
Don't do that.
Balls.
Wait till Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday.
I remember buying an Independence Day action figure that came with a CD that you could put into your computer and you could play a game where you upload a virus to an alien spaceship.
What movie did you say?
Cool. I said
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park. Yeah.
And then movie?
And movie.
Oh, yep. I got this one.
I'm going to have to bow out. I'm sure there are a handful that I'm not thinking of, but I got nothing.
My answer is Earth Girls Are Easy cast.
That is a spike in the face.
That isn't, because there are a lot of people in that one.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
It's an 80s musical.
It's really awful.
80s
awful and awesome.
Musical.
The dance scene is the best. The dance scene cannot be topped.
Have you heard of and or seen this movie?
I've heard of it.
I can tell you one person who's on the cover for sure, a.k.a. Jeff Goldblum.
Cool. 80s actors I know.
I've got three in this one. Four.
80s actors I know.
Five-ish? No, she's not who I'm thinking of. I thought she was somebody else.
Molly Ringwald movie.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans indeed, but I mean close enough.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Gina Davis, Jim Carrey was in that one. Okay. I believe was it Damon Wayans?
Yep.
Damon Wayans was in that one. What was the name of the husband or the boyfriend, the doctor? Who is he? His face is really recognizable.
Doctor Bob.
That would have been such a good one.
The one who's closer to the top.
Larry Linville.
I would never have thought of that. No idea. I recognize the face more than anything else. Who's the guy who cleans the pool? He has a hippie name.
So that's a point for Dan.
Woo! Got one. Yeah,
for those keeping score at home, Jeff Goldblum has been in 100 movies.
100. Oh, yeah. What was the movie where he was the producer and Eddie... Oh, my God.
You put your IMDb away. You're just looking up other answers at this
point. No, I'm not. I was just curious what the hell he was in.
Why can't I think of his comedian, donkey from Shrek, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. What was the movie that Jeff Goldblum did with Eddie Murphy where Eddie Murphy was like spiritual or ultra-conscious? Holy Man. Thank you. That was bugging the hell out of me.
I don't know, but my fallback for Jeff Goldblum was Bobby's World, the TV show.
What did he play in that?
He was like a live action person who started out every episode.
Oh, no idea.
He apparently had a cameo in The League, so I was saying that would have been a good
one. That would have been a good one. Mm. Okay, so who was...
I was out first.
You were first out, and so that means it goes... No, it goes to Drew because it was originally going back the other way. So now it's this way.
Softball.
How do I want to just get this in a field where Drew and I can just...
Kushball it.
Get it started. And then start being devious thereafter.
Yeah, true.
Because usually we try to do four softballs in a row.
Well, that didn't happen last time, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. When he says someone and I go, I don't know who that is, that's normally not a good sign. So I'm trying to repay the favor at this point, sir.
Oh, dear.
Usually we try to do that hacky sack thing where everyone hits it once and then you like catch it and peg somebody.
I don't mind that rule at all.
I like just kicking it once and then pegging someone.
Exactly. Everyone has to hit it once, and that's it.
I didn't think that was.
I don't think everyone has to kick it. It just has to be kicked once.
Okay, we're trying to get a hack.
That's right.
Which realistically we'd push the table and do that because I think I still have one. What you got?
I'm trying to think of a.
Oh, by the way. Chevy Chase has left Community, but he wasn't fired.
He just left on his own accord.
They left on what was said to be mutual terms.
He's gone on a couple tirades against Community and how he doesn't think it's a funny show. I mean, well, he's clearly senile.
His character keeps being positioned as evil, and he doesn't want to do that anymore.
I got it.
But he's evil.
He is. He really is.
Here's great the character. Spike coming your way. Made cast.
Usually we do
I never saw
you start out with a softball.
I never saw it's made, actually.
Kind of
yeah,
a
but
rule.
We had this conversation the other day in the car.
Kind of a rule.
Coming back from Bond.
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Kind of a rule. Just maybe.
I never saw that one.
Damn you.
Who was in that?
Your actor from Iron Man, your director.
Ah, yeah, okay. Jon Favreau.
Yeah, him.
Haven't seen either, so oops. Jon Favreau. That's a good softball.
I don't want to anymore. Sherlock Holmes cast.
Presumably. The new one.
Yes, not like the
Rachel
old
McAdams.
Ooh, she's cute.
Movie.
She's cute.
Cool.
See how I'm setting this
except
up to come
in,
back around us?
In one movie where she's not. Based on personality, specifically. And not the one that you're thinking of, the other one.
Agree to disagree.
I haven't taken her out to dinner to know the real her, so...
I could see her being just a complete biatch.
Or
just a nice lady.
Optimistically.
Our intentions may have gotten past...
Her.
Even though that was much more of a softball than the first one.
So what you got, Adam? Don't make me break out my soundboard.
I'm bowing out.
Nope.
I can't think of her I keep thinking about Amy Adams, and that's not right.
They are okay. different people.
This happens to me with Rachel McAdams.
Then I will say Midnight in Paris cast.
See, here he goes again. You know, just pelting.
I got one.
It's recent and has a fantastic, expansive cast.
Was nominated, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Nominated for an Academy Award.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Woody Harrelson.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen, thank you. Woody something.
Not Woody Harrelson.
Wait, fine, here.
Don't trick him that way.
Oh, it's not even going to work now. Where is it? I'm hitting the sound thing. Never mind. My soundboard sucks. Never mind.
Are you having Jeopardy is what you're trying to do?
It has at least one common denominator.
There we go. I was wrong. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Shut up.
I'm going to go... I've never seen it, but you say it's Woody Allen, so maybe Woody Allen made a cameo in it, movie.
And I never saw it, so it's hard for me. Wait, so that means I would have to name a Rachel McAdams movie, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to... I can't call him on that because I didn't see it, and it's at least possible that Woody Allen made some sort of a cameo, so that would be stupid for me to call him on it.
So Rachel McAdams movie.
It'll be a Rachel McAdams movie. Let's go with somebody who is in both of those movies. We'll go with... I have to name a movie, not a actor.
Right.
So we'll go Wedding Crashers.
Thank you.
Bring it back to that.
Cast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, friends.
Woody Allen was not in that. Owen Wilson took over the mantle for him completely.
Correct.
But
I didn't know if he made a cameo or not.
No, he never stopped by. Rachel McCann. So it's
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers cast. I've already said Vince Vaughn once, and I don't feel like saying Owen Wilson because he was. You know what? I feel like Christopher Walken movie would be a good answer, so I will stick with that.
Christopher Walken in that movie is.
He's the dad.
Yeah.
Her dad.
Rachel McAdams' dad and Ilsa Fisher's dad as well.
Yeah. Correct.
Or Isla?
It's the Rundown Isla. Cast.
The Rundown, huh? With Christopher Walkins.
Yes.
The Rundown. What's The Rundown about?
I can't tell you that. Oh, yeah, I can.
Sure, I assume he can.
Yeah, you can.
About is
yeah,
is
I can
fine.
Tell you what it's about. A mob boss's son is in the heart of Africa, chasing after lost treasure, and someone is sent to go retrieve him to bring him home. That's a fair.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's a pretty good explanation. See, and the thing is, if I challenge, I know for sure he has it, so I might as well take a shot in the dark at this one.
There's a few people in this movie.
The Rundown.
Do you know? He doesn't. He doesn't want to say.
I'll go with Paul Dano. Cast.
I like that you said cast because it.
That allows me to easily call your bluff, and I will say that Paul Dano wasn't in The Rundown.
Producer Katie. I do not believe so. No, not that you're not looking, that he was not in that movie.
I'm sure he was.
Don't worry, we're not calling shenanigans on you. Okay.
I am.
I never got around to seeing that one.
Oh. Once we get around to it, I'll tell you why I know it. Well, besides the fact it was on Showtime.
Everything's on Showtime. Our Showtime's going to run up in a couple of weeks here.
No, probably. Showtime's the one thing we need to extend because that has Homeland and Dexter.
We could. We could extend.
That's the only one I care about.
I'm cool with that.
It's really just like loading everything but the cast list. Okay, there it is.
I do not believe so.
I think we should just go with it.
Who did you say?
Paul Dano.
I appreciate you saying cast, though, because either way.
Howard.
And then I know cast.
I know. Wouldn't it be awesome if he was?
I don't know who that is. No?
No. Okay, so that means it's the rundown
cast
to me. And so now it's my turn to take a shot in the dark.
Shitty movies. Curtis is on his game.
Shitty movies I for will 500. Say,
are you looking
Alex?
At the cast, by the way? Shitty movies.
I will say Forrest Whitaker movie.
False. That's shenanigans.
I didn't.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was Patrick, thinking about him.
Patrick William Scott and...
Sean William Scott.
Or Sean William Scott. And who's the girl?
Rosario Dawson.
Had no idea
Sin
either.
Sin City, baby.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Wow.
So
that was interesting.
I think can we go one more? I need one more because me and Drew both have two.
It's true, Adam. And you start with it, and it goes to Drew first.
Okay,
everything goes to Drew first.
I need to win this round.
It seems to end.
Are we playing? Are we playing the softball rule?
Yeah. Well, we try to
trying. Okay.
Well, that was just payback.
So
I changed.
Let's be good.
We were talking about it, which is why I was like,
"You've changed."
The rundown? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's funny because I was thinking about him too, but
oh, Amazon. See, I heard Africa, and that's why I went with Forrest Whitaker, because he did last
it was somewhere
King of
tropical.
Scotland.
I don't know, it was somewhere tropical.
And so maybe I was thinking about the wrong actor. Is Paul Dano from
Gatto.
He's from
There Will Be Blood,
the Gone movies. Gone
There'll
in 60
blood.
Seconds.
Yeah.
No.
Who's the main? Who plays like the federal agent in?
In what movie?
Like,
Or Fast and the Furious. I mean, not Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh.
Like Fast Five.
Who plays a federal agent? Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. That's who I was trying to think of.
He's not in that movie.
Yeah.
So let me defend my guess by saying that would have been a better guess,
Adam.
Yeah. He'd have been better. But Adam, what you got?
I got you. I've got.
While you play Angry Birds Star Wars, because I can see that.
Angry Birds Star Wars at all.
That play I do not.
Well, I've got my answer here. This is a mega softball. It's a koosh ball.
Perfect.
Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, that is a softball. That's true. Oh, boy. Which direction do we want this to go?
You know, Tom Cruise.
Tropic Thunder cast.
Ooh.
Ha.
I like where this is going. Ha.
Robert De Niro cast.
Ooh, what's that guy's name? Not trying to think of a spike, but just for fun. You know, I'll do it. Jack Black movie.
Robert De Niro.
He plays he becomes the black guy.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
is the name
you're
thinking.
Right.
Oh.
Robert Downey Jr.
I survived.
You're right.
Wow. I assume we're both thinking Robert.
You got away
no,
with
no.
That.
I was actually thinking that he was some sort of like external, like pops in for a second character because there are a couple of those.
Yeah. I did it,
but you know who cares? Because I said Jack Black movie.
That Jack been Black,
the
nice.
Third brain
okay.
Part of the night.
I'll say,
do it.
You know, Robert De Niro playing that role would be pretty awesome, though.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that would be fun.
I would watch that.
I would definitely
watch
that.
King Kong movie.
Kung Fu Panda cast.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Lucy Liu movie.
Oh.
I've got mine.
I got mine, too.
Everyone's got Lucy Liu movies.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky Number 11 cast.
Nice. That would have been mine.
I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Would not have been mine.
Good movie and good cast.
Yeah, fantastic cast. If you don't...
Yep.
Yep. I agree.
Who directed that?
Me.
Really? Good for you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
That seems like...
Was that your first
almost
effort?
Like a McG thing to... Or what's his name? Is it McG or McC?
I don't know.
I'm McC.
Damn it.
McCurtis.
I think it's McG is the director's name. And he kind of does the action-y... Nowhere close. What else did he direct?
Have you seen this movie, Adam? Based on your eye contact.
No.
Fantastic movie.
Oh,
you
yeah. So
this
good.
This is almost a sin to have not seen
it. It is seriously so good.
I'm pretty sure it might be on Netflix.
I did my homework on another one that has come up a lot, and that was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
I love that movie. Man.
Top five favorite movies.
Love that. And one for all you scripts. Fine folks in the Midwest, we're sorry for saying fuck so much.
Yeah. This is a wait, podcast. Shit.
When there I say go. I love Robert Downey Jr., what I mean is I love Robert Downey Jr. in that movie. Yeah.
He was awesome in that movie. But that doesn't help me in this situation now, does it?
Nope, it does not.
From
Lucky Number 7
the
cast
preview
well.
That
Lucky
I saw.
Lucky Number 7.
Yeah.
For the preview cast. That I saw of this movie from several years ago, I think Brad Pitt was in it. Not really sure. Movie.
Challenge.
Correct.
Correct.
He was not in it.
You don't even certainly need to spend time.
So is Lucky Number 7 cast to you, Drew?
So let's go with, boy, not so many directions. So many directions.
But it's a good
Josh Hartnett movie.
Yes. It's a good offset from, you know, recent episodes where I downed for some stupid reason. It just kind of kept happening.
Black Hawk Down movie.
Oh my God, that's such a good movie.
Josh. Ooh. I can think of who else was in it.
I can think of other movies he's in.
Okay, you know what? I will start trying to spike stuff and say the Faculty cast.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wait, what? Wasn't it Black Hawk Down? How is Black Hawk Down the Faculty?
I said the movie. Because
he said movie, so it's another
Josh.
Oh,
it was still movie. Oh, I thought it was Faculty. Cast.
I thought that first thing too. I was like, all right. But yeah, Josh Hartnett movie, which would be the Faculty cast.
Elijah Wood movie.
Elijah Wood was in that.
He was.
Nice try.
Sin City cast.
I was hoping for, you know, one of the slightly more obscure people like Usher.
That implies I know other Usher movies. Yeah.
I know one other one, so I got that.
Sin City cast.
Sin City cast.
It's a good one.
Yeah. You know, Michael Clark Duncan movie.
He was... Oh, I know he is. Never mind. I know he is. Good call. Good call on that one.
Which, rest in peace for him, most definitely.
The Green Mile cast.
Tom Hanks movie.
Joe versus the Volcano cast.
Meg Ryan movie.
I'm going to go on record and say this is my favorite
Proof of Life cast.
Collection of people playing this game because there are things I'm throwing out that people know
that they shouldn't.
That's the only person I knew in that game.
This is the first
Proof of Life cast.
That's a good one also.
Oh my God, I've seen it, but I cannot picture Gesundheit.
I was actually going to go, You've Got Mail, and I was like, I can't do that.
I would have taken that, and I could have taken that outside of Tom Hanks.
Really?
Probably.
And that's what I wasn't sure, because I couldn't take it outside of Tom Hanks. Got to play defense.
But Proof of Life,
I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but
I know who it is.
You know what? But it's got to come down to the two of you anyway, because both of you have 2 points. So I will... give courtesy the benefit of the benefit this time and say challenge to you to kick off the one-on-one.
Russell Crowe.
Nowhere close. I'm so happy I bowed.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe movie.
And I'm going to go get in line over there.
Do it.
So many different directions.
So many. Yeah. I'm excited for this one.
Boy, I wish I could remember the name of the movie that I want to remember.
Well, you could think of his TV show, Fighting Around the World.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking of, and you can tell me which one it was after I name a different one. But I was thinking of the one where he breaks his wife out of prison.
Yep.
That's a good one, and it only sets you up for one person, which would have come perfectly back into me, and it would have been awesome. But unfortunately, I don't think this is going to work out.
There are
Well, all right, let's do it this way. The Insider movie.
Feel free to think out loud to...
The Insider, yes.
Movie, not cast.
I mean, realistically...
Oh, it's movie?
Movie.
Oh. Oh, shit, that makes my life better. Yeah, I know. Okay, sorry, I was going to say...
Silence.
No, my bad, I was thinking of...
For the record, The Insider, I would imagine, is not one that people went out of their way to see. It's awesome.
Which movie is that? I was trying to think. I was almost fucked because
I believe
didn't know.
He won an Academy Award for that.
Yeah, he did, and I'm wondering what movie...
It was about tobacco, wasn't it?
Big Oh, yep.
Where he blows the whistle on...
Yeah, he's a journalist.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm with you. I know someone else is in that movie, too.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I know...
Who else is in it?
Wasn't it Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Was he really?
Yep.
But another Russell.
Yes. Cinderella Man cast.
Paul Giamatti movie.
Hangover Part 2 cast.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh my. All right.
Bradley Cooper movie.
Right?
I like it.
That's why I bought it.
That's why I buy the big ones.
I'm trying to think of. Sorry. I'm trying to think if I know anybody else in this movie. I apologize for the silence. I know a movie that I want to say. I'm trying to think of.
You don't.
I don't?
No.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think who
this
is.
It's like a chess game. I'm trying to think about three steps ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, well, if he says that, then I'm going to say this. What's he going
to
say?
I'm trying to think of... Yes, yeah. It is.
Yep, it's down to the two of them.
I'm trying to think about who else is in this movie that I'm thinking of, because I can't think of another movie with Bradley Cooper in it.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top is not in this movie, ironically.
He is, I promise.
I
go with it.
Let me. Nope, he's not in that movie. He's not in that movie.
Your mental IMDb of Carrot Top movies.
Yeah, I know.
He's got them all. Got them all memorized. And he has a little song. Yeah. For
it's
all
little,
the IMDb.
It's a little
sing
and a dance.
Yep. Little jig.
I'm trying to
Remember all the Carrot Top movies.
Remember someone else who's in this stupid movie.
What was the name of the prison movie, by the way? It's Russell Crowe.
I knew the concept. I didn't know the movie.
Not sure.
I remember the concept, though. It was in theaters.
What was the name of the prison movie?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm thinking of the right one.
It was an okay movie, but it was with... I'm okay saying it now because we're past it, right?
Limitless cast.
Robert De Niro movie.
He was in that. Thank you. Thank you for remembering that for me. Yeah. I was trying to remember who that was.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Did you see how it took me 5 minutes less than it took him?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so
Kurt
cool.
You weren't here, but Kurt was sitting here just going, who the hell is that?
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
There is another person. There is more than one person in this movie.
So the prison movie, as you're trying to think of that as well, it was the one that...
It had something to do with Days After or Hours After, 36 Days Later.
Meet the Parents. Cast.
Ooh.
When you say it like that, I don't know which
Ben Stiller movie. It was we're going Ben Stiller movie.
Yes.
And then my answer to you is it was Russell Crowe. His wife gets arrested for something.
Yeah.
And
he has like a certain amount of time to break her out.
Yeah.
I can't think of that one off the top of my head.
Neither can I.
It was going to be perfect though, because the only other actor in that movie that anyone would think of is Elizabeth Banks, which sets me right back up into the
I know
great comedies.
I'm on a Ben Stiller movie.
Correct.
Zoolander cast.
Zoolander 2, another announcement.
Oh.
Is it happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Confirm.
Just random announcement.
I was waiting for the announcement.
My chip in, it's just yes, it exists.
Like, this is an idea no one's thought of.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what? Let's make a Zoolander 2. Hey.
David Duchovny movie.
Nice.
And who is he in Zoolander?
He is a hand model with the cryogenically preserved hand.
Yep. X-Files movie.
Wait.
Another movie with him in it.
Are you... Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, are you thinking X-Files the show or X-Files the movie?
X-Files the show movie with David Duchovny in it.
But it's still a David Duchovny movie answer next... Anyway.
Challenge.
So you're saying you don't know?
I'm saying I want you to name another David Duchovny movie.
But then aren't we both out?
No.
No.
I'd be fine.
It's up to... It's whoever is right in this.
Correct.
Which means either you have to name another David
Duchovny... X-Files the movie. It's different than the TV show.
Similar cast would be my argument.
But ones that...
Casts would be my argument. Yeah. The definition I was given...
Okay, so I'm sad that no one came up with Californication, his show on Showtime.
Well, but we're still on a ruling here. He can't say...
I know. No, I would say that it's too similar of a cast as long as they have... if it has the smoking guy
for the win,
no, because your answer that you
I'll challenge you on it.
But isn't it, do I lose on the Trinity rule or the trilogy rule?
Yes.
Or is that just like have that answer?
You can't say it. You have to change your answer.
Yeah. See, that's the change. Because otherwise I win right now with Californication.
But that was something.
But you said it, Dan.
I always assume that when somebody gives a challenge and somebody gives an answer, that's their answer.
I agree.
But I thought every other time that someone's given a trilogy rule, it's been
true.
Back
it's back and forth, so.
Yeah.
I think you should have to give an answer besides Californication.
I agree.
I can think of something else that he's been on.
Something else that he's been on?
It strikes me in a challenge that if somebody else gives you the answer, you probably shouldn't be allowed to use it.
But I should be able to, according to rules.
Because
pick up the W.
Did that earlier. But that wasn't to eliminate
a challenge.
That wasn't an elimination.
Especially for the win.
This is for all the marbles.
Because realistically, then, in turn, I should be able to say to Drew, here's what you should have said.
Right.
Yeah. I need a second.
No, I mean, you know, for this, I know it's sibling rivalry, winning point, simultaneously coming into play here.
Who knew that it was going to come down to David Duchovny?
Secretly, I knew, and I held on to it, but I just wasn't this round. The fact that it went to him through Zoolander makes
for sure,
it great already.
I was just going for a good answer. I thought he would just go back to cast. But no.
Yeah, because you could go crazy with that. With Paris Hilton, Billy Zane, Owen Wilson, David Bowie.
Yeah, a whole lot of people.
David Bowie.
What? Ben Stiller's dad.
Jerry.
Jerry Stiller, thank you. Christopher Walken, Vince Vaughn.
So good. God, Billy Zane. Billy Zane's a cool dude.
Yeah. He is a cool dude.
I feel like there are a handful of other. I still, to this day...
Do you have his page booted up?
David Duchovny?
Do you have his page booted up?
To David. This day, I still think the orange mocha frappuccino scene is one of the funniest scenes in movie
history. Yes.
Da-da-da-da-bug.
There's one good answer that's definitely floating out there, but it's kind of a...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another TV show he was on, and I'm having trouble doing that. And then I was trying to think of movies that he's been in, and all I can think of is Zoolander.
I can think of at least two good answers right now.
Besides Californication.
Yeah.
And yet you challenged.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to get this over with. Was he ever on Entourage?
No.
What was he on?
Simpsons.
I was going to say Simpsons would be my first guess.
Never in a million years.
Frasier, The Simpsons.
Damn it, I was going to say Frasier too.
Oh.
That was the other one I was like.
He wasn't a main character, but he might have.
I was trying to think of TV shows that he cameoed in.
Yeah, he probably cameoed in.
Yeah, there was an X-Files episode of The Simpsons.
Did he ever do Saturday Night Live?
I think he did.
I would have maybe thought Saturday Night Live too.
I feel like eventually he would have come up to those ranks.
One would think. Beethoven. Oh, shut up.
Oh,
God,
no way.
That would have been the name drop of the century if you had pulled Beethoven out of your ass. Oh.
If only.
Yeah. Man, and that would have screwed me, too, because I should know the dad's name in Beethoven, too, and I don't.
Yeah, he looks like Dave Thomas,
yeah,
but he isn't.
Yeah, he's not. He looks like a mix between Steve Martin and Dave Thomas.
Yeah. What is that guy's
God,
name?
God, I should have said Fraser. I was thinking about it,
Beethoven
too.
Dad.
I kid you not. I was what literally, like, bouncing. I was like, I don't know that show well enough. And then I do know Entourage very well. And multiple people have made cameos in that. For instance,
for my money, that's one of the greatest opening scenes in cinema history.
I haven't seen that in such a long time.
Where
I can't
remember. Follow the baby Beethoven running around the house.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What, under the table, getting scraps. Outside, chasing
squirrels.
Who was the
Bob Saget? Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. Yeah, he had a big role in Entourage. And that's why I thought that you're kind of like drawing that comparison. I was like, oh,
I was him and that between him and what's his face, Uncle Jesse.
John Stamos.
Yeah.
Between the two of them in those final few.
Stanley Tucci was also in Beethoven.
Yes, no, I knew that one. I knew that one.
In the final few seasons of Entourage, they just had cameos left
yes,
and right.
Yes.
Which is why I was like, maybe he just made one. Or like when they were talking about like maybe people who could be in a movie with Vince's character and he's just
right.
Like, screw it, I'm not being in a movie with him. I was like, maybe.
Possibly pop up, but yeah, no.
Yeah. I was going to say, Fraser was my other guest then.
So Drew,
why did you see Californication?
Because that's his thing.
I don't know why I wasn't able to use that. It's my question.
He gave it to you.
So
yeah.
But at the same time, I could have said, by the way, you could have said Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons would have been, yeah. That was my...
I always think when they do cameos and stuff like that on those shows, though, that it's not actually the person. Like, for instance, like Family Guy. I always relate to Family Guy.
Like
they will make fun of people,
Simpsons.
But they will hardly ever bring people on.
Yeah, it's Family Guy and South Park. Yeah. They rarely have...
Like Al Gore and South Park. Yeah, yeah, not Al Gore, obviously.
Yeah, but Al Gore Futurama would
Kanye
be
West
good.
Correct.
South
correct.
Park, not Kanye West.
Right. Yeah.
If only.
All you, right.
What are you, a gay fish?
No, I am not a gay fish.
Does that wrap up our bonus track?
That yeah,
pretty
I
much
think
does,
that'd be good.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much set this bonus track has set up the desire for a rematch sometime in the future.
Hey. Here. I'm in.
Get another mic. We can get my third roommate in this thing. We can have all of the cast.
See, I was going to say, sometimes we do live episodes depending on if it's, you know, like we did a live event for 4th of July because it happened to be a Tuesday.
Yep.
And tape that. So, you know, anytime we can do one of those live shows where we have a big collection of people, it's always fun to do games like that.
Yep. Yeah, and we can definitely, I mean, our whole household at this game would just go nuts.
I'm in.
Yes. Good.
It's one of those things where even without the podcast, something to play.
Yeah.
While drinking water.
Among other things.
Teehee.
Yeah. All right. One can never be too hydrated.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
world.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Which, for this would come out on Saturday, so...
Happy...
Merry Christmas, world.
Happy tryptophan-induced
yeah,
coma.
Yeah, happy Nordstrom's posting of Christmas stuff.
Macy's.
Sure, Macy's, all right.
Yep.
Why not?
Yep, Macy's.
How sweet did that sound through the mic?
Macy's.
It's good product placement.
I got paid $10 for that.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah. Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it bedtime yet?
Yes.
It's just about bedtime. Yeah. Especially since the recording clock is now.